Second parable. Matthew's trying to unpack what he's just said in chapter 24 and bring it down to images that we can handle from the lips of Jesus and parables that he's spoken. Chapter 25 now. The kingdom of heaven's like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish. 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, and the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. They were attentive, ready to do what they're supposed to do. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here's the bridegroom." Beautiful image for Jesus, the coming of the Son of Man. So it's a love image, a bridegroom image. He's the one coming for them, for the nuptial wedding banquet. He's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Wonderful. So all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. Ready. Light of the world. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there won't be enough for you and us. You'd better go to the dealers and get some for yourself. We won't have enough to last through the marriage ceremony." So, sorry. Well, they went to buy oil. The bridegroom came, brackets, in a time when he was not expected. A time that didn't fit in with our plans. When they went to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." Notice the words, "Lord, Lord." Not all those who say, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. "Lord, Lord," they've got the right vocab, "open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you." Awful words when you think the eye is the bridegroom. "I don't recognize you." We'll have to look at that more deeply, and we will in the next parable. Jesus doesn't recognize us. We weren't there. We weren't his disciples. "Keep awake, therefore," he says, "for you know neither the day nor the hour." A story or parable to try to help us understand some of this and take the right attitude to our history. It's as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, and to each one according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. Brackets. You've given me this love from my mother and father and teachers, and I've gone on to love. Love has begot love. You've given me this little bit of patience, and now look, it's come through to my grandkids," or whatever. The gifts you've given me have gone into this world, and the fruit of them, of your love, is there to be seen. So I've made 5 more. His master said, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your master. The one with the two talents also came forward saying, Master, you handed me over two talents, I've made two more talents. And his master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things, I'll put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your Lord. Please notice he wasn't expected to make three or four or five. We've all got our own gifts. The widow only had two little coins. I might have been gifted with very few gifts, and you might have been gifted with many. That's okay. A violet isn't as big as an oak tree. We've all got our gifts. Just live our gifts and not judge others too, because we don't know what they're given, do we? We don't know what they're capable of, what's going on inside them or what happened. We're all responsible for our life, but we're all so different. So, no, we're here to just take whatever we've been given and out of our life, even our mucked-up life, mucked up by others and by us, that's the matter out of which we create a life. And it can all be good. As we saw last Sunday a little bit, it's the Son of Man is a bit of this too. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little distracted from the text, but I think it's relevant. It's through the cracks in our life that grace comes. It's where the greenery, the weed even, breaks its way through the concrete. And sometimes it's through the cracks in my life that grace comes and light gets through the chinks. We haven't got to have our whole life together to be graced. And our life is often very broken. But if that's my life, that's the life out of which I can learn to love, and so can you. And if you've got two talents, just love with those two. That's wonderful. Now let's see what happened to the man who had one. All he had to do was love with that one, but let's see what happened. Then Jesus goes on, the one who had received the one talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man. The master isn't God. Don't keep making that connection. We're talking about a story in the human level. Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping what you didn't sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here it is. Have what is yours. But the master replied, You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, didn't you, that I reap where I don't sow? Yes, he was a pretty hard master, this bloke in the story. He was a crook in many ways, and certainly not going to take fools lightly. You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, didn't you, that I reap where I don't sow and gather where I didn't scatter? You ought to have invested the money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, he says, and give it to the one with 10 talents. And we're not meant to think, what a lovely man he was. Or, oh, that's the way God behaves. He's a bigger crook than the slave. It's a story. But out of that story, which brought humour and a bit of recognition from the crooks that Jesus was speaking with, comes a moral, and here it is. To all those who have, more will be given. And they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, who do not have, even what they have will be taken away. I'll come back to that. Then comes the end. As for that worthless slave, throw him out into the outer darkness. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So back to that key sentence. It's very true, isn't it? It's practical and it's actually what happens. If you've got a little bit of, well, you're a teacher and you're in the playground and you notice a little child that's sensitive and hurt and perhaps crying inside, if not outside, and you go over to the little boy or girl and talk with them and invite them in with their friends and somehow do something lovely for that child. You haven't got a lot of patience, you haven't got a lot of love, you've just got what you wake up with. But you've got a bit. And the little bit of love reaches out. The next day, when you come to school, I think it's true is that you're more sensitive to that, not just to that child, but to any child who's crying, because practice does something. You become more aware. On the other hand, walk through a playground as a teacher and notice someone crying and don't go over. Next day, you half notice someone crying. On the third day, you don't even notice. You're too busy. The little bit of sensitivity that we have has gone. Start listening to people for change, because most people are bad listeners, and that wasn't meant to be an insult, but it's not a bad line anyhow. Why don't you start listening to people for change? No, why don't we do it? Actually start listening, and you find that it's an art that can be acquired if you do what I'm not doing now and block this other part of you and actually listen and don't listen for what you're going to say next. And you might find the next time you listen a bit more deeply. Those who have, more will be given. A little bit of prayer. Prayer can grow. Everything can grow when it's nurtured. A little bit of patience. And the patience becomes a habit and a way of life and a natural way of living. Anything that we have, more will be given. But if we have not, if we don't use our gift, our talent, it'll die and wither, and we can be left without it altogether.